Okay, let's...
What are we doing?
We're doing a little Friday fun here.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Well, it's either you telling your story...
Because I'm not Mike.
...or us discussing Fortnite.
I don't care, man. You make the call. This is about you two.
It's your show, America.
Well, since we want everybody to run away to their weekend plans with a smile on their face, Fortnite would deliver that, but I think that you would deliver it even more.
Okay. So a few days ago, I was hanging out with some friends, and you know how it is when you're with your buddies and you're having a couple of pops and you start reliving memories, or somebody will ask you about something from your past or tell a story about their past, and the topic came up. What's the stupidest thing that you've ever done when you were impaired?
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean like Hello? Necessarily a bad choice of maybe going home with someone and realizing you probably didn't need to do that. Just an ultimate stoner mistake.
Right.
And I've thought back, and there's one that I've endured that was pretty freaking hilarious. And I wanted to tell you, I don't think I've ever told you this story, but I think everyone is aware that at one point in my life, I delivered pizza.
Yummy pizza.
Now, have either one of you ever had that as a gig?
No.
I've never delivered a pizza.
Never delivered food, never anything of that nature.
No, I ran for a law firm and would deliver documents.
Okay, but you have had a job where you drive.
Yes.
I don't know if you know this either. In the late 80s, early 90s, there was the culture of the average pizza driver was not one of constant sobriety.
Now
you would never even think about it. But it was pretty wild, wild west and pretty rogue back then. In so much as I had a friend, and I saw this happen all the time, that he was one of the drivers. He would carry like a pint of Kentucky Deluxe in his car.
My God.
Take a Diet Coke, pour out half of it into the street, fill up the rest of it with Kentucky Deluxe, swirl it around, and that was his drink for the night while he's driving.
Yeah.
I never got into that. I was never comfortable with booze and alcohol and work and all that stuff. That just wasn't really something that culture.
You were a smart pizza delivery.
I was a smart pizza delivery driver, but one night one of my friends did happen to bring up something that will impair you that's not alcohol.
Ah, yes. Acid.
No.
Oh.
Marijuana.
Okay. Now we're getting somewhere.
And I'm not, never was, and still am not, one of those people that is a regular, like, a pot
smoker. You're
not.
As long as I've known you for 2 decades, that is just not your thing.
Not something that I'm into. So if and when I would do it, it would usually hit me like a ton of bricks. Well, it did on this particular night, in so much where...
You tinkled in the sauce.
No. But I did get a delivery. I took the pizza. I went to my car and set the pizza in its bag on top of my car to fiddle around with something, get in the car, leave the pizza on top of the car. I forget that it's even there. I drive the 3 miles to the house where I'm supposed to deliver the pizza, pull up, I am baked. I mean, I can't believe I found the guy's house.
Because you're using
MapsGo.
Yes.
MapsGo.
Well, you looked at the MapsGo back
then. Where the hell is 43?
Yeah, this isn't where you live, too.
Okay.
This is Lake Highlands. So I pull up. There's no pizza in my car, but that doesn't stop me from going and ringing the guy's doorbell.
With no pizza?
No pizza.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know I lost your pizza.
So I go to the door, and I ring the guy's doorbell, and I'm just standing there. And just, I had to have looked like...
Is your hair real long?
Probably.
Hey, man. The F pants this
night. No. He answers the door, and I just kind of look at him, and he looks at me, and he goes, is the pizza maybe in the car? And I looked at the car, and I looked at him, and I go, I don't know, man. So I walk back to the car, I open the door, and I look in the car, and it's not there. And I look around, and I kind of look back at him, and I go, no, man, it's not in here.
So you go, why did you come to my house?
He stood there with this huge grin on his face and the biggest look of disbelief and confusion I've ever seen from another human being.
So when you walked up to his door, did you think that in your mind, like, you had the pizza?
I did. I thought that I had a pizza in my hands, but I didn't. So I go, well, I guess I'll be back in a little bit. So I went back to the shop, pull up into the parking lot, and there's the bag with the pizza in it on the ground.
So when you backed out,
I pulled off, it just like flew off and landed in the parking lot.
Did you dust it off and put it in your car?
I opened up the bag. I looked in the box, looked at the pizza. It was perfectly intact. Closed the box, closed the bag, threw it in my car, and took it back to him. I didn't even make him a fresh one.
Did he know any worse for the wear?
He just said thanks, and I gave him his pizza, and he tipped me like $2, and I went back.
You walked up to a man's house during a pizza delivery.
Without his pizza.
And still not ring the doorbell.
I did.
And then when did you realize that you didn't have the pizza?
When I went back to the car and looked in there and said
there was no pizza.
You didn't have it in your hands.
Oh, yeah. He goes, I guess the pizza's in the car. And I kind of looked at my hands and I looked at the car and I said, yeah, I don't know, man.
I would have been mortified. Even if I would have been baked, I would have been mortified. Like, oh, my God.
Right. That's when the panic would set in.
Yo, sweating. Can you imagine
you
how bad?
Run away.
How bad you would have been sweating.
I didn't care at the time.
I would have flown through the window like Starsky and Hutch style, you know, to get out of there.
No, I just didn't care. It didn't matter to me at the time.
Who was the outfit that you were employed by? Are they around still?
It was, I think that would have been Mr. Gaddy's at the time. Yeah. I mean, I've done some dumb stuff, but I think that's probably the biggest, like, how stupid, like, stupid.
Yes. Like, that's Beavis and Butthead stupid.
Yes. Just absolutely stupid.
At least there wasn't a big tire tread mark in the middle of the pizza.
That's true, where I ran over it.
Well, okay,
I'm
there
sorry.
Was a, there was another story where you decided to eat a slice of pizza, right? And then he mashed the other pieces together.
I was hungry.
No, you didn't.
I was hungry.
Yeah.
It was an extra large, so it was like 14 slices or something. I took a little bitty one and mashed them all together.
Where it looks a little disheveled, but still it was passable as a full extra large pizza.
But if you took the time and counted it, it would have been an odd number of slices.
God, man.
I know. I was a terrible person. I was such a terrible person when I was 18, 19.
I would pay $20,000 for a video of that interaction.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, if only they had the Ring video doorbell back then.
Oh, God.
That would have been on the news.
It would have.
That guy would have, like, saved
Blood
the video.
Bloodshot Danny pressing the Ring doorbell.
It was almost like that you were expecting him to
give
you something.
Pizza.
Yeah. Where's my pizza?
God, dude. I know. Speaking of pizza.
That is awesome. All right. Take that with you on your way out of here.
What's next?
Let's come back.
Good, I bet.
And
is that Gordon?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey. Just hanging out with my buddies here. What's up?
Where are you?
I'm in the studio.
Doing what?
Having fun with you guys. In our social circle that includes 150 people.
I have never been so confused in my life. Coming up next, we visit with Gordon Keith. All right, it is 5:50 some odd, and we are live from Lava Cantina. Michael is not here. He had a gig that got canceled, so he had his night ruined by the rain earlier today, so that sucks for him, but we've
it's
had a lot of fun.
Now.
I know. It's perfect outside. Dave Lane is out here. Danny Bayless is out here, and the Lava Cantina fun will start here just shortly as LaFreak will start playing out here outside, and Pauly D from Jersey Shore will show up and do his thing. So we got a big weekend for the one-year anniversary of Lava Cantina. And I've been feeling very awkward here because really this has been the orphanage.
With you.
Plus one.
Right.
And I've just kind of had to shoehorn my way into whatever you guys have been doing.
It's hard to get a word in edgewise,
it's
man.
True.
Well, now, Danny, you're going to feel awkward. because...
I know. Now it's the rant plus one.
We welcome Gordon Keith to the program, who is, I believe, live from the NRA convention.
Gordo couldn't make it, Corby.
Oh, it's Mike from the grave?
It's the ghost of Mike Reiner.
Oh, we lost him.
Somebody's happy about it.
Yeah, I just couldn't go on after my Watauga Blueberry Festival got canceled.
What kind of blueberries?
A big-ass blueberry festival.
What are your favorite kind of blueberries?
Well, that would be BFing blueberries.
Mike, I heard you on...
Why BFing?
Yeah, BFing.
I don't know. So it's like the worst adjective ever.
Blueberries. That's just what it was.
So, did you enjoy being on with the morning show today, Mike? Ghost?
Yeah, I kind of did.
Well, you did.
I kind of did, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know, those boys are always nice to me. And I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
I realize that.
How have you guys been doing holding down the fort?
By the way, that really has progressively gotten worse. Yes. That does happen, especially in between, during breaks.
Yeah. A lot of the old man noise. Yeah.
Like Becco, look at him.
I'm 93 years old, Corby. And when you get my age, you'll sound like this.
Probably so. Hey, congratulations on your emergency brake win today. That was
typical.
Powerful.
I heard that. I heard that, and I was none too pleased.
Oh, yeah. Well, you hit it well.
Sounds like a motorcycle.
Sounds like 6:35 at like 2 in the morning.
I'm back now.
Oh, good.
I'm about to take off on my Mike Reiner vocal crotch rocket, excuse me.
Oh, it's a 3-speed.
he just pulled up to a stoplight real fast.
Yeah, very rare. Very rare 3-speed.
Oh, Lord.
Well, I'm fading out. I'm dying.
Oh, there he goes.
Oh, dear.
There he goes.
He's dying
again.
Oh,
no, we lost Mike.
Yeah,
old man
ghost Mike.
No, it really is Gordon. No, it really is the rant plus one.
Hey, thanks.
Good. What are you doing, man?
Well, I came up to the studio to promote the morning show.
That's weird. It's Friday.
Everybody tune in. 5:30 on Monday morning. We're going to get cranked up.
You're not at the radio station. You're at home, aren't you?
What do you mean?
I think that you're trying to test out some new technology.
What? There's no such thing as new technology.
Maybe dropped a line in his house.
Somebody's got an ISD in line at their house, don't they?
You know what those run you? $1.7 million.
Plus tax.
That's true.
That's insane.
That is true.
I came up here to the studio because I forgot my highlighter.
That was worth it.
Uh-huh.
That was really worth it. So you could
It has sentimental value.
Highlight all the stuff at your house.
It's the one that Doogie used on himself.
Oh, it is.
Ew.
Whoa.
Come on!
Highlights in brown.
Leave the guy alone.
Gross.
By the way, a funny story.
What was that story again?
Hang on before we get to that one.
It was a big pen.
It wasn't a highlighter.
It should have been.
So there was...
He tried to fit a highlighter and he had a downgrade to a big pen. Yeah,
he wasn't ready yet.
Which is probably a good sign. So my junior year, senior year in high school, we were doing homework of some whatever math class it was, trig or something like that. And so we had borrowed this girl who had finished her homework already. She gave it to us. It was like me and three of my friends.
She gave you her homework?
Gave us her, so we could copy it, basically. Yeah. So we're all over there at my buddy's house, and one thing leads to we're playing ping pong and fighting and stuff, and it got out of control. We were like shoving each other, and I shoved my buddy, and he got so mad that he grabbed what he thought was my homework and drops his pants and like wipes himself with
what?
With
people are eating.
I know, with homework. So the only problem is
it was hers.
And so I'm like, dude, and we're freaking out, and they're all laughing, because I got to give it back to her. and there's a spot on it.
What was it?
Huh. And so I took yellow highlighter and just colored it yellow and then handed it back to her and said, sorry, our buddy's little brother got a hold of the highlighter and just kind of...
And a brown Sharpie.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can't believe you just told that story in front of people.
So that's the doo-doo highlighter story we've been waiting for.
Of the day.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
Can we get this sponsored? And now.
Yeah, every day we have a different doo-doo highlighter story. Well, yeah. So.
It's time for Doo-Doo Highlighter with your host, Corby Davidson.
I feel the story would have gone off a lot better if I would have had that intro.
Yeah, and then a close.
Yeah.
Right.
That was brought to you. And that was Doo-Doo Highlighter with your host, Corby Davidson.
It's Guy Sports.
Okay. Hey, will you do man trying to have a period?
No. I have no idea what that was. I heard the morning show did something like that.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, that's weird. That sounds like weird experimental radio. I want no part of that.
I still haven't heard it.
It's the most insane thing since Poydras.
He was successful.
Yeah.
He made history.
Did you hear the question they asked Norm, though? They asked Norm, they go, all right, Norm, you have your choice here. Would you rather try to reenact man that has period or man that tries to have a period? What is it?
Man trying to have a period.
Okay. Would you rather recreate man trying to have a period or for the rest of your radio days, which clearly could be numbered, he has to work with no live copy during his live spots, meaning he has to do choose energy essentially for every spot.
What did he pick?
All he had to do was recreate man trying to have a period for like 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
But he chose, and it was like very quickly, he was like, give me no live copy. And they're like, dude, it's just...
Where are you getting your energy?
It's 2 minutes. That's it. Just fight through it. No.
I don't want to do man period things.
Yeah, man trying to have a period.
Geez. Oh,
jeez.
Oh, geez.
There he is.
Well, I like to call him...
Me.
Whoa.
Oh, God. Is this good stuff?
Yeah, it's good. I like to call him MTTHAP for short.
That's not really shorter, Dave, but appreciate you being here.
Yeah, mine works out just fine. So what are you doing this weekend besides NRA?
Are you sitting in with
I'm
Charlie Daniels?
I'm not doing NRA.
You sure?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not going to see Charlie Daniels.
Charlie Daniels?
No,
he's the headliner of the NRA convention.
Oh.
Because the NRA, they only have their option of, they have
two artists.
Ted Nugent, Charlie Daniels, who had his leg gnawed off by a gator, or Lee Greenwood.
And that's it?
Pretty much, right? Like, you don't have a lot of options. I don't think, like, REO Speedwagon is coming into play. Oh, Randy Rogers is really playing?
Mm-hmm. I think you made that up.
I don't believe
you. No, he really is. He's playing at Gillies, some event that's associated with the NRA convention.
So where are the other... Where's Charlie Daniels playing? Is that it?
You're right.
Gillies as well, or is that at the convention center?
No,
he's playing at the convention center with Travis Tritt, I think, is also playing with Charlie Daniels.
Oh, okay. Okay. And is Charlie Daniels
able
Randy's to stand?
And Randy's playing at Gillies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For real?
Yeah, he's got a fake leg now.
Okay. All right. I know very little about the
Morrissey's
life of Charlie
playing
Daniels.
There, too.
Morrissey. Be an unlikely candidate.
Oh, God, that'd be great. He shows up there at that place.
I'd go.
He would get shot. Like, literally, he would get shot.
I think the bass player from Styx is here.
Hey, where did they shut down the tollway today for the president? Yeah, what part of the tollway was shut down?
I don't know. I wrote it up here at 2 o'clock and was fine.
Yeah, at some point it was shut down both directions because, well he
definitely yesterday because Mike was 2 hours late for his remote.
But that wasn't because of the vice president or the president. That was because of a bad crash on there.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
But they shut it down in because they fly into Love Field, as other presidents have in the past.
Indeed.
I don't think Mike Pence can be on a highway with other women other than his wife.
It's a nice... nice current event type joke. I liked it.
I liked it.
On a highway.
That would have went over well on the Rachel Maddow show.
Would have. It really would have. So what's it like down there at the convention? I mean, there are a lot of people. Is there...
I'm not down
how many,
at the convention.
How many AR-15s have you bought?
Yeah. I haven't bought any AR-15s. Okay.
How many
I'm here
did you
camping
sell?
Out for Morrissey tickets. He's playing tomorrow.
What a waste of time.
Have you ever wondered why you're the only one camped out?
Right. I want to see Donovan.
Starting to
I
think one of my buddies was pranking me about the Morrissey deal.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I want to know what it's like when at the guitar show when Donovan's sitting up there on stage for the next couple hours and, you know, the guy with the... the black T-shirt, the Zildjian guitar T-shirt, or whatever it is. What's that?
You mean Zildjian?
Zildjian,
symbols?
Yeah, Zildjian.
Zildjian.
What kind of guitar is that?
Oh, man,
it's a Zildjian, bro.
And they walk by and they see Don and they're like, "What's going on up here? What's this guy
Why?
Doing?"
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I just don't think that a lot of hosts from 10 to noon are part of the guitar show typically. In general.
Maybe there's like a Jimi Hendrix booth.
Maybe there's an In Living Color cover band.
That would be weird. Or
yeah,
like
you guys seen the Prince photos?
What?
What?
Have you seen the Prince photos?
No. What are you talking about?
Have you hacked the Prince elevator photos?
I didn't have to hack them. They put them on the website, the sheriff's office, or whoever, the investigative agency.
What does it look like? Describe.
What's he wearing?
You'll be getting a text message here pretty soon.
A note from my pastor.
Is it gross?
Yeah.
Gordon's Christmas list.
Special early Christmas message.
Yeah.
Because he OD'd. How bad can it be? Like, Chris Farley's were pretty gross.
Yeah. Because he was...
But he was all big and bloaty and...
Missing for a little while, right?
Yeah.
Prince looked exactly like Chris Farley.
That would be really
weird. Thing.
That would be very, very strange. All right, I'm going to look those up right now. Is it bad, though, Gordon, for real?
It's not good, Corby.
Why is it bad?
Here.
Because it's a corpse?
What are you doing?
I mean, it's not horrible.
Okay.
But still,
what's he wearing?
It's Prince laying in front of the elevator. He's wearing the exact same thing that he wore in those photos, like the photos you see of him in the parking lot the day before he died. He's wearing that same outfit.
The purple suit?
No, it's like a black track suit with a black little skull cap thingy.
So he wasn't in the elevator, he was outside the elevator?
Oh, man. Well, how are
Wait,
these
did
released?
Corby just look at them.
Yeah, I'm on TMZ now. How are they released? It's so
TMZ
sad.
TMZ published them?
Or the I'm on the National Enquirer now. Yeah.
What's
yeah.
that?
And he's right outside that elevator. And he looks unliving.
Poor guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he's wearing like that like a Bob Marley skull cap. Is that the one you're looking at, Gordon? God,
yeah,
man, and I was standing on that sun because we took that tour of Paisley Park. I stood right there. Creepy. Ooh.
Yeah. You probably got some of Prince's dead juice on you.
I'm sorry, I got what? Gordon?
Prince's dead juice?
He's dead.
There's a table with cocaine on it.
Dead juice. What are you talking about?
On the TMZ side, it's the death scene. There's pictures of his entire place, and they've got his body blacked out, but there's a table with a bent spoon and white powder that was,
is that room. Is like an artwork thing. That was not real cocaine.
Oh, really?
It's misleading.
Yeah. Sure about that.
The ones that you're seeing don't look like this?
Positive.
Don't have full...
I mean, they can if I want to open them up.
Okay. very sad.
Yeah.
Very, very sad.
It is, and it's wrong that those things are out there.
It's wrong that you looked at
them. It's wrong that you found them. It's wrong that you're the one that always finds them. Why is that?
Because people send them to him. But he's already. It's because he's created this reputation, so people think that he wants to see this stuff.
He wants to see the ultimate macabre.
Yes.
Which
you do.
He does. Yes.
Right.
And then you got to go
besmirched right now.
And then you got to go on the air and be like,
"Have you seen the Prince death photos?"
And now I'm online now, and I'm looking for him and all that crap. All right, we got to go. We have to. You want to join us for community quick hits? All right.
Yeah, sure. I'm going to look at these Prince photos real quick.
Oh, God. Disgusting.
Go.
Community Quick Hit sponsored by
Johnny Cantrell's Texas Nissan of Grapevine and Twin Peaks.
All righty then.
And penis.
We are live from Lava Cantina. Thanks, Dave. Where LaFreak will take the stage here in about 40 minutes or so. And LaFreak is about the most fun band that we have here in Dallas. And then Pauly D, who I'm not really familiar with DJ-wise, but he will take the stage and do his DJ thing out here as they celebrate their one-year anniversary. So come on out and have a couple of drinks and celebrate with the fellas out here. Now, we are out here at Lava Cantina. Gordon is live on the steps of the convention center from the NRA convention.
Is he?
And
no, I'm not.
You moved?
Are you at the guitar show now?
I've never been on the steps of the NRA convention.
He was protesting their rights to carry...
Yeah.
Gum.
Gordon hates freedom.
It's not true. You guys know that I support the freedom for me to carry a gun and not you.
How many guns do you still have?
Probably 15.
Most of them, though, were like for
didn't you?
Hunting kudu and elephants and things.
Kudu?
Penis.
And penis.
Dicks.
Yeah, most of them are hunting rifles, but there I do have several, you know, 22 rifles.
Do you have
as well.
Do you have a dainty little Dillinger that you put in an ankle holster?
No, or a little snap
I
purse.
I don't have one of those. I do have a concealed carry type gun, but it's not a Derringer. It's not one of those ridiculous little one shot Derringers that you see Wild Bill Hickok carrying.
Did you get your LTC?
That is a great cross-promotion for Rick Derringer, the former ticket host.
And guitar show frequenter.
Absolutely. Where Gordon is broadcasting live from right now, the Dallas International Guitar Festival.
Do you have your LTC,
Gordon?
Yeah, the
place where you say everyone's giving Donovan a cold shoulder.
I'm going to assume that's a yes.
All right.
Gordon's packing heat at all times, I'm convinced.
Oh, yeah. He's like the J.R. Smith of the ticket. Yeah. He's never within 100 yards away from a machine gun.
Right.
Just in case.
He's always
never
ready to be
100 yards away from a machine gun.
Yeah.
He's always ready to be a good guy with a gun. Just looking for an excuse.
Right. Right. Did you do the story, Gordon, about the Sambuca couple? In
no,
Plano?
I didn't, but I was all ready to do that story, and I didn't get to it. Did you read the statement made by the restaurant owner?
I saw that they suspended the manager. Kim Forsyth said that they have indefinitely suspended the manager without pay. But I didn't see any further comments. Were
is
there
that
more?
Is that the owner?
Yeah.
That suspended the manager?
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's not the owner. The owner suspended the manager, but
that's what I meant.
The statement I'm talking about came from the either the owner or the general manager, you know, a higher up, and the case sounds a little bit more complicated than our knee-jerk reaction.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're seeing one side of it, and again, I don't know what went on, but I just know that there was a couple that went up to Sambuca in Plano, and they were seated at a table.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a black man and his wife. And Johnny Wimbry is his name, and he's like a local motivational speaker and a well-known fella. So he and his wife were seated at Sambuca in Plano, and then the manager, according to the Wimbrys, walked over and said, "You guys need to get up because a regular is here. This is his table.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pay for your drinks, but you need to move."
I would have taken that deal.
Well, I would have too, because I'm a cheapskate. I don't care where I sit.
Yeah, give me free drinks.
Right.
How many? I'd negotiate.
Yep.
Get a number.
Whole tab.
But this manager...
Yeah, pick up my whole tab.
Until I'm blacked out, you're buying.
Until I deliver imaginary pizzas.
Yes.
The white manager told them that they were trespassing and that he was going to call the police.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
And in the end, when the Wimbrys kept saying, "Why are you moving us? Why are you moving us?" The guy said, "Because I don't like you."
So now, Gordon, you're saying that there's another side to the story that was released in a statement?
Well, there is the other side that they are putting forward. Now,
okay, and what's
they're
that?
Saying that they said that what happened was the place is really crowded, and this guy and his girlfriend... the girlfriend or wife, I can't remember which one it was, that they said they were just going to go into the bar and have some drinks at the bar area. Well, it's one of those places that has a few tables there alongside the bar, but you have to reserve those tables. Well, the bar seems really happening and it's crowded, and this couple that goes in there doesn't see anyone sitting at this table, so they just sit down there. Well, the waitress is walking by a little bit later on, and she just assumes that they were seated there because they had the reservation. They had reserved that table, and they were arriving for the reservation. But they didn't. They just sat there because they saw it was open, and the place was crowded. And so, but she thinks that they've been seated because of reservation, so she takes their order, and they get served drinks. Well, when the regular shows up, to sit at
the
his
person
table,
with the reservation.
The table's gone, and that's when the manager comes over and says, "Hey, you know, actually this table's reserved. I see you guys already had drinks. The waitress was confused. Let me tell you what, I'll pay for your drinks, but we need this table."
Was there a
and
sign
the
on the
says,
table?
You know, "No, I don't want you to pay for my drinks. I want to sit here. We've been sitting here for a while. I want to stay right here."
And I mean, usually when you go to a bar in a restaurant, the tables that are in that area are open seating, usually.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, you've been to those restaurants, though, that there are exceptions to that rule.
Yeah,
right, but they usually have the little placard that says reserved on it.
Right, right. Well, there was some, it sounds like that there was a window in betwixt the cleaning of the table and, you know, putting everything down there where those guys just walked over and sat down at the table.
I can see this happening exactly
so
the way
it's a misunderstanding.
It's a misunderstanding.
It got blown way out of proportion.
It did, and probably on both sides. But this manager, if you watch the video, he did not handle it.
Cool.
Dude, it is really, really bad.
Look,
bad on him.
The way to handle that is you go to the customer and say, "Look, I'm so sorry, we made a mistake. I would be happy to pay for your drinks. Would you be willing to relocate to another area?"
Because
if they say no, then that's on you.
Yeah.
This is your responsibility.
So here's the statement. As the owner, and this
it's your restaurant.
This is from Kim Forsyth. "As the owner of Sambuca, I took the recent allegations that a longtime customer was kicked out because of his skin color very seriously and immediately looked into the circumstances of the incident. While I've identified some areas where I believe that we failed to deliver the quality of service that we strive to deliver every day, I'm confident that race had nothing to do with the unfortunate situation. In light of the allegations and false information being spread on social media, I believe it's important to provide more information on what actually occurred. Mr. Wimbry checked in with our hostess and said that he and his wife would be having drinks at the bar and they did not need a table. After standing in the bar area for a short time, they sat at an empty table near the stage that had been cleaned for the next reservation." So that's exactly what happened. "The bar is high energy and often filled with numerous guests standing to enjoy the live music, and unfortunately the waitress didn't realize that Mr. Wimbry had not been sat at the table by the hostess. So then the waitress takes the order, they sit there, they're having a good time and ordering drinks, they got a $22 bill. She says it's never fun to move a guest after they've ordered drinks, so the manager offered to buy him a round of drinks. Despite the offer, he did not want to move from the table." She says, I've confirmed, while the manager lost his composure and failed to deliver the quality of service, no racial statements were made by any employees, and race played absolutely no role in the incident. Which I totally agree with. If you watch the video, there's no... It looks like, because they're the wife's filming, it just looks like a guy that lost his cool.
Right, he's just frustrated, but he's not throwing out racial terms and... Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
but if he's saying things like, you know, I don't like you. Why do we have to move? Well, because I don't like you. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that you don't
taken,
whether that's racially motivated or not, you don't need to make it personal, because in the service industry, even if the customer's wrong, the customer's always right. At least that's the way most service industry establishments practice.
Yeah. So, yeah, well, that's the worst kind of PR, too. And the thing is that in this day and age that we live in today's sports, that manager has to realize, too, that the first thing that's going to come out of it is race. The very first thing, especially after the Starbucks incident that happened up in Philadelphia, the first thing that people are going to point to is race, whether it was, that was the motivation or not.
Right. People that just read the headline or just see a tweet about it and then jump to the conclusion of knowing the whole story.
Yeah. And I got thrown out of there one time.
Owner went on to say that the regular who had that reservation made it 2 weeks in advance, and that they also were people of color. They were a non-white couple.
They were probably like me, Native American.
She threw that in there.
I am one of you!
Yeah, or maybe that other side of me.
Mm-hmm. Corby's half Mexican. Spanish, half Apache.
Your grandfather was a conquistador.
Way too many racial groups, Corby.
Yeah, I know. And it served me well through the years, Gordon. Mm-hmm. It served me well. Have you seen Pence or Trump since you've been there?
At the guitar show?
I'm not at the guitar show sponsored by the NRA.
Oh, you went back to the NRA convention.
Oh, he's back at the NRA thing.
No.
Man. How did you get over there
I'm
so fast?
I'm sitting here in one of
he
our
took
production
Jerry's
studios.
Copter.
What are the odds that Trump made his way to the guitar show after speaking at the NRA convention?
He just needed to pick up a pedal.
For his gig.
A pedal.
He just needed a new wall box.
He needed a capo for his acoustic set. At All Good Tonight. Oh, dang, man, I forgot my capo.
Do you think that Trump
is
really
called
into
the Sound of Silence, okay?
Oh, man. I would love to see that.
Do you think he's really into...
Do it. Let's hear it, Donald.
Has he ever been to a concert, you think? He looks like a guy that's never been to a concert.
He saw Three Doors Down at his inauguration.
That doesn't count. Yeah, Three Doors Down. They were wonderful. And Lee Greenwood.
Yeah.
He's been to that show before. But, like, did he ever say, you know, let's go see the Pixies?
Melania.
You're young.
Let's go see the Cranberries before this Dolores O'Riordan kicks it, okay?
Donald, and what would he wear? That tennis outfit where his giant ass is sticking out?
Those are the only two things he owns.
Yeah,
right, a suit and the tennis outfit. Yeah. Like, do you think when he goes out to cut loose, it's like a Jimmy Buffett-type shirt?
Yeah, probably.
You know?
Yeah.
Where he thinks that's the...
No, it's a tennis outfit and a strap-on, okay?
Weird. Whoa.
Oh, yeah, we have to go.